Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S, 52302, a chief complaint. I have swelling in my neck. Number two, feeling tired. Number three, my sister said I should be checked for mono. Number four, abdominal pain. Number five, abdominal fullness. Number six, feeling achy. Number seven, my legs and arm and my muscles hurt all over. Our patient is a 20-year-old young man who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms, also associated with some cough, some sore throat, shortness of breath, feeling congested, abdominal pain. Recently had a COVID test done, which was negative. It's here at Nipira. Patient's sister has had COVID about a month or two ago, and she was concerned that patient may have the same symptoms. Family history, non-contributory, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's an irrigation specialist. He's not married. Allergy, non-medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Medication, Zyrtec. Immunization, no COVID immunization. Review of system, fatigue, muscle ache, body ache, headache, nasal congestion, sore throat, short of breath, cough, chills, feeling feverish, and has had fever over 100. 104 pounds, no change in his weight. 98%. Yes? Heart attack. 98%, 98.8, 16, 69, 107 over 56. Heart positive, positive 2, lungs 2, wrong abdomen soft, TMs are slightly red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflamed anterior chain lymph adenopathy, neurological non-focal. Assessment number one, as far as cough, congestion, chills are concerned, patient is negative for COVID. Number two, do not feel patient has the flu. Number three, doesn't want to be swabbed for flu or strep. Number five, would treat with Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack. Next number, abdominal pain. This appears to be post-nasal. There's no tenderness on exam. I told him that the medication can cause nausea and vomiting, to take it with food. His abdominal ultrasound is complete within normal limits. Next number, his neck ultrasound shows lymphadenopathy, but not severe enough for possible mono. Next number, refuses blood work for mono, CBC, TSH, or any of the testing. Next number, we'll come back in 3 days, if 3 to 5 days, if not improved. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number is Motrin for aches and pains. Next number is findings discussed with patient and mom. Once again, refusing any blood work at this time in big letters. And we'll reevaluate patient next week. Thank you. Also put down carotid ultrasound, which was done for vertigo, was within normal limits, and abdominal ultrasound was also within normal limits, especially paying attention to liver and spleen. Thank you. Oh, neck ultrasound shows evidence of lymphadenopathy in the neck. Thank you.